Hello and welcome to the last post radio show podcast series. You're with Greg T. Ross, and in our series, Services for Veterans and the General Community and Points of Transition from those serving into the general community. We welcome Dave Wilton from the Commonwealth Superannuation Corporation. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks, Greg. Great to be here again.
Dave, I suppose in this series, we're looking at things that may help those in the services in the transition. What if I said to you what I wish I had have known? What can you tell us about that?
It's a great quote, Greg. It has to be the number one comment that I hear from veterans and their families time and time again. What I wish I'd known about super before transitioning from the ADF. And I'm not just talking about people who are thinking about retirement. Predominantly, that quote is from people who are mostly leaving the ADF to go to another career. So someone who's perhaps served in the ADF for less than 10 years. And why do they say it? I think when the career change happens, and it could also be during your ADF career, and we'll talk about that too, but you know, for me, there's almost no doubt that at some stage veterans are going to need their super, no matter how long they serve, right? And something happens and it dawns on them, oh, maybe I should have asked this question.
Yes,
and things
indeed.
Start to appear, you know, and in particular, the compounding effect of small decisions over time and the huge impact that those small decisions can have on someone's quality of life, whether it's after serving in the ADF or in retirement. Superannuation is a critical component of that. And quite frankly, it's not often prioritised until it's too late.
Indeed, I guess it can become a bit of a back burner or an afterthought when you're younger. But I guess if we come back through to that, I guess that then would relate to learning early, like an early super education. And through your career, keeping up on that also, Dave, I guess, not just as you state at the last minute.
Yeah, true. I think about people serving the ADF in particular. I mean, you know, that I served for 25 odd years, and I don't imagine that people are walking around while they're doing their job in defence and staring at their mobile phone and checking on their super every single day. But sometimes they need to, because it can be easy sometimes for people to be confused. You know, what does this all mean? But the point is, you know, it can be really simplified if they have the right conversation and from time to time dive into, you know, a little bit of education. And I often get the comment, Greg, from people, okay, Dave, well, that's great. What are you doing about it? And that's a fair call. So as we know at CSC, we created Vets Hub a few years back, and that's broader than just super. What I'm thinking about is people's longer-term financial well-being. So as I said, you know, earlier super education, I would encourage people to think about it through career, so it's not last minute. I mean, there's a lot of focus on getting, you know, transition right for serving ADF members. And having been through the process myself, you know, there's a lot to do, and there can be a little bit of ground rush sort of leading up to that actual transition moment. So you want to start as early as you can. You want to think about it, you know, even if it's just once a year when you get your annual statement, open it up, have a look, log in. But more so why. You know, in the ADF, there's a lot of focus on this is your job now, Dave, and next year you're going to the next job and you got to do this and you got to do that. But coupled with those things, for every single person who serves, there are life events, which might be a different way for people to think about, why do I need education? You know, it might be a promotion. They might be thinking about buying a house. They might be thinking about starting a family. Maybe their income has changed, that kind of thing. So every time one of those things happen, if you think about your financial well-being as a total picture, think about your super too.
Yeah. So well said. And I think obviously, although we may not wish to believe that our happiness is based on money, I think as Woody Allen maybe said once, it certainly increases the options for happiness. So very well said. And it brings me back to the Vets Hub there, Dave. What you've got a lot of resources there, support for the ADF, you know, the serving and the families. Just give us a bit of an outline of what's happening there at the Vets Hub.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Look, it's a lot has changed, I guess, since the last time we spoke. We've been able to do a lot more, and we are doing a lot more. So, you know, up front, I'd say Vets Hub is for everyone, really. It's serving, ex-serving, mm-hmm. whether you think about yourself as a veteran, whether you're part of a family, that kind of thing. But what are we doing? So the big one for the ADF, I think, is, you know, they can't always come to CSC, fair enough, but we go to them. Mm-hmm. So we get on base, all the big bases around Australia. I know there's over 200, but there's probably 70 sort of big ADF bases around the country, Navy, Army, Air Force, joint bases, that kind of thing. So we'll get onto base as often as we can to run two sort of generic type of opportunities, I guess, for serving ADF members and also sometimes their families. Mm-hmm. And that's face-to-face. So it could be a one-on-one where you've booked in, you sit down for a conversation with one of our consultants and you just talk about your super. Because not everyone wants to talk about their own super in a, you know, a large group. We do over 3,000 of those one-on-one consultations every year, which is pretty good. And we're, you know, I'd like to see that number increase if there's a demand.
Yes.
Hopefully there is. The other sort of generic thing that we do is run group seminars. So we'll go onto a base and with the help of the ADF, we'll set ourselves up in, say, a lecture theatre or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can accommodate, you know, a few hundred people at a time. And we're aiming to do about 300 of those per annum around Australia. So hopefully for those major bases, we can visit them 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you're going around to the bases around Australia and I guess offering group sessions, consultation with one-on-one, because as you said, a lot of people you would imagine would not like perhaps speaking about the delicacies of superannuation in a group. So you do offer the one-on-one consultations as well as the group sessions. And the transition seminars, is that more of, tell us about that.
So the ADF run about 35 transition seminars every year. The vast majority of those are face-to-face in a particular location, similar to the, you know, the 70-odd locations that CSC goes to as well. Those are specifically for people and families who are thinking about transitioning from mm-hmm. the ADF or they are transitioning. So at every one of those seminars, you will find CSC. And like a lot of others, but we set up a stall so you can come and have a quick one-on-one conversation, maybe get some resources, you know, figure out where to find things on the web, on the internet. And we also do presentations for large groups at those transition seminars. And sometimes those are specific to a particular scheme because CSC administers more than one scheme for the military. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that particularly vulnerable group who are going through a medical transition. We've got some very dedicated education seminars and sessions for those people. So as you can imagine, you know, that team who does that, they're not particularly big, but they're busy, really, really dedicated to what they do, continually traveling around the country. And I know quite a few of them. They're very, very dedicated to their job. But we've got people who do that work if people know CSC, they'll know that the headquarters is in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all in Canberra. As you know, I'm in Queensland, but we've got more and more people dotted around the country in key locations. So whether it's Queensland, whether it's New South Wales, Western Australia, what have you.
Yes, well, I tell you what, that's pretty well covered for veterans and those obviously in transition as well to give advice, which is, you know, I mean, one of the things that struck me, I mean, we've spoken about the Vets Hub a number of times, you and I, Dave, and I continue to be impressed with what you offer and the quality and standard of what you offer. It's not just throwing a blanket over things and saying we cover everything. That might be the case, but also the case of the quality of what you do offer is what attracts me to what you are able to help veterans and those in transitions with. What if I said to you, seeing CSC, I mean, as a retirement partner more than just a pensions administrator, what about that?
Yeah, no, that's good, Greg. Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a journey since I've been working with CSC, and it's not all me, by the way. There's some great people who work there. But, yeah, when people do think about their super, sometimes the word pension pops into their head. And, you know, it's fair to say that in the past, CSC probably was more lean to be a pension administrator, right? But yeah, the reality is, whether you've got your super with CSC or someone else, that's a choice. It is a lifelong journey, you know. And as I said at the start, you know, people go, "Oh, gee, I wish I'd known that." And now I need my super for whatever reason, or I need to think about my broader financial well-being. So, yes, think about CSC as a retirement partner and. Get engaged, work with CSC from time to time, or work with your super fund from time to time, whether it's once a year, twice a year, or when you need it because something's happened or something has changed, and build that relationship, you know, in the same way that you would with, you know, maybe a GP or a solicitor or the person who services your car, right? You're not going to go to a mechanic a second time if you didn't like them the first time.
That's right.
You didn't connect with them.
That's right. And that's the case with CSC and I guess the Vets Hub too. That's my feeling, obviously, is that you need someone that you can trust in such situations as you just outlined, be it the motor mechanic or the doctor. And likewise, for those in charge of your retirement plans through superannuation, you need to feel that trust. And I get that that's an important facet of what you guys do, and that's why you offer these things of quality because people do trust you, Dave. So wonderful stuff. What's life like for you at the Vets Hub? I know you're up in a wonderful location there. Tell us a bit about that.
I am. I'm blessed, Greg, to be standing here at Coolum Beach on the Sunshine Coast today, most days, and occasionally I travel. So, you know, what's life like up here? Let me try and paint a little quick picture about here on the Sunshine Coast. I mean, it's extraordinary when you look at the numbers from the last census, which had a few ABS census, which had a few questions about veterans. And then I look at Queensland data and, you know, migration. And migration for this place used to be, you know, pretty much retirees back in the day. Everyone went to Queensland, right? Or almost everyone. People are moving here now because of, you know, different arrangements, you know, mobile work arrangements, remote work arrangements, that kind of thing. You know, people are coming here to start a business, an online business, because if you're going to trade, you know, online, well, do it somewhere nice if you like the beach, that kind of thing. So what I'm saying is there's a very, very, very big community up this way in Southeast Queensland that we're getting engaged with more and more. And one of the ways that we're doing that as well, or not just Southeast Queensland, but, you know, Queensland, I'll bang on about Queensland all day, but some of the other work that we're doing through Vets Hub, Greg, is training for volunteer advocates. So it's a particular passion of mine. We've got a lot of really, really great people just volunteering at their local RSL sub-branch, for example, trying to help people with claims, with superannuation stuff, with welfare support, that kind of thing. They're all wonderful. Super can be a little bit complicated. So one of the other things that we're doing is we're working with, say, RSL Queensland and some of their sub-branches. And every now and then they'll gather up 30 or 40 of their volunteer advocates, and then we'll turn up and we'll spend as much time as they need helping them through their understanding so that they can better help people who might want to talk to them for their own personal reasons. And we've got a great partnership with the Veterans and Families Hub up in Townsville, for example, the Oasis.
Yes.
And every time we go up there, two or three times a year, we'll sit down with the team at the Oasis and just sort of open the doors to whoever walks in or wants to book an appointment. And another sort of breaking news thing as well, I've been talking with Legacy Australia just recently because
fantastic
of the great support that they do for families. And so we've had a sort of collaboration with Legacy for 3 or 4 years, but we're now formalising that in a more, in a clearer sort of partnership, maybe through some sort of agreement, if you like. But the point is that I want the Legacy advocates as well to not have to go through bureaucracy and red tape. If they're helping a family, they can come straight to us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, Dave. And with the strength and, I guess, history of Legacy Australia too, a wonderful news for veterans and those in transition, and know that the job will be well done in a personal and professional manner at Commonwealth Superannuation Corporation. It's been wonderful speaking to you, Dave, always is, and we thank you for being part of the Last Post radio show podcast series. Could you give the web address and phone number or whatever contact details you wish there, Dave?
Yeah, perfect, Greg. It's a great place to start for everyone who's listening. If you think about super, just remember two words, Vets Hub, and then go to www.csc.gov.au/VetsHub. It's a great place to start.
Fantastic, Dave. Vets Hub, CSC, visit, look, and engage. Thank you so much, Dave Wilton.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be here.